Welcome to Shalom Shalom on the Dash, your sponsor, Elohim Nishmas, Arim B'Yakov Shalom, Aleha V'Sitzchok. We're holding in Yumo, Daf Nun Zayin. The Gemara in Amud Aleph speaks about the Paroiches, and that the blood of the Par Yom HaKippurim, and the blood of Par Helam Dov Shatzibur, did the blood touch the Paroiches, or did not touch the Paroiches? And the Gemara brings a story that Rabbi Lazar B'Abiyasi says, Ani V'Yisiyo B'Roimi. I saw the paroiches, I saw the curtain in Rome, and I saw blood in it. So Rav Lazar Babiesi is saying, I saw the blood in Rome. The Rav Kiva Eger in Gilyan Shas sends us to Ovis Dav Noson, in Perek Malaf, in the end of the Ovis Dav Noson, which brings over there, the Mishnah there says, which things were nignas, which things were buried under Beis HaMikdash, and which things went to Galus. And the Mishnah says, Machteshes shel beis haftinas, shulchon u'menoiro u'paroiches v'tzitz adayin munochim b'roimi. They're still right now in Rome. That's what the Mishnah says. And referring to these items that are really in Rome, and that Rav Lazar Abayasi says he saw. Now, we're going to deviate from a regular shiur that speaks usually about the conceptual things. And I want the gist to speak today about what we have in our Mekairis regarding these items, are they today in Rome or not? So there is a legend, there is stories that are said, that till today you could find these items of Beis HaMikdash in the Vatican in Rome. The historians argue and say this is not true for several reasons, especially that there was a very large period of time between the Roman Empire and the Vatican taking over. And most probably, whatever was valuable in the treasures of Rome was taken away. But this is not a history shiur, so I'm not going to go into all the sources of the historians or how they look at it. But what do we have written, what do we have from our rabbis that they claim about today? So first and foremost, there is the story, the famous legend that Rav Gershon Heinrich from Radzin, the Baal HaTcheles, when he was trying to figure out the Tcheles of the Tzitzis, that he went down to the Vatican and he was able to see the Tzitz and to verify the Tchut Tcheles, which you have it on the Tzitz as well, to verify that based on that. And this story is brought down in one of the places in the Sefer called Sefer HaChasidus, which was written by a person named Marcus. And he says there that that's what he knows, that Rav Gershon Heinrich went to there and he was able to see it. And based on that, he comes to explain a Gemara based on what he saw there in the Vatican. But in the Sefer Torah Shlemo of Rav Menachem Kosher, he wrote an entire Chumash, he writes in the 23rd volume, he brings this quote from Sefer Chasidus, and he says he doesn't think this is a true story. First of all, he says he checked with the family in the Hasidim of Radzin, and everybody said they never heard the story that the Rebbe went to the Vatican and saw the Tzitz. Furthermore, Rav Gershon Heinrich himself never wrote it in his Sfarim, and that's something which is a pele. If he would see it, and he would be able to verify the Tcheles based on that, he obviously would write about it. So this story most probably never happened. And Rav Menachem Kosher ends by a little bit attacking the Sefer HaChasidus, that this story is not reliable. Another story that maybe is more reliable is the story of Rabbi Yitzchak Chai Bokofza, who was Nifter in 1930. He was the Rav HaRashi of Tripoli in Libya. And the story goes that the king of Italy came to visit Tripoli and met the rabbi, was very impressed with him. And the rabbi asked him permission to go see the Vatican, to go check the clay base of Mikdash. The king spoke to the pope, who also met the rabbi, and was very impressed with him, and he allowed him to go in. And the legend goes that he went in there and he saw the clay base of Mikdash. Now, he wrote about it in a sefer called Shut Beis Halachmi. And when he writes over there, I don't have the actual sefer, I didn't see a copy of the sefer, I just saw it quoted in two different places. And both places, all the places that quoted, says that all he said, he wrote, I saw something, v'ra'iti dai, I saw enough. I didn't have to see more. So it's not yet a source of enough that he actually saw Klei Beis HaMikdash. The only maybe spooky thing that happened is that after he came back, 40 days later he was Nifter. So again, this story is not a clear source that actually someone saw the Klei Beis HaMikdash. And to conclude, I saw in the Sefer Oregonus, which is written by Sholem Moskowitz, who was a rabbi in London, and there's, I think, a footnote there from his son. And he writes over there that they went to check, they went to Rome, and went inside, and they couldn't find any Klei Beis HaMikdash. And he concludes that he believes that HaKadosh Baruch Hu made sure that nobody will find the Klei Beis HaMikdash today in order to make sure the Klei Beis HaMikdash will not be in the hands of Tmeim in today's day and age. And this may be the exact conclusion of this whole sugya. The Gemara tells us it was in Rome. Is it in Rome right now or not? We don't know. There's no proof, there's no sources actually there. And we definitely have no access to it. And that is probably something which is designated in Mishamayim. Anyone wants to join the Shomachshova email list or WhatsApp group, please email shomachshova@gmail.com.